Ahoj všichni. Dnes budeme procvičovat dovednost, bez které se, když vycestujete do širého světa, ani náhodou neobejdete. A to je tvorba otázek. A abyste se co nejvíce ponořili do angličtiny a co nejméně mysleli na češtinu, cvičení bude fungovat tak, že vám podám nějakou informaci v angličtině a vy se pak na ní anglicky zeptáte. A to hned dvěma způsoby. Za prvé vytvoříte otázku, na kterou odpovídáme ano, ne. A hned potom vytvoříte otázku s tázacím zájmenem. Vyzkoušíme si příklad. Já vám oznámím. The museum is round the corner. The museum is round the corner. A český překlad vám tam vložím opravdu jenom jako pojistku, kdybyste náhodou originálu nerozuměli. A teď vytvořte otázku, na kterou se odpovídá ano, ne. Is the museum round the corner? Is the museum round the corner? A potom otázku s tázacím zájmenem. Where is the museum? Where's the museum? A záměrně budu tvořit hodně praktické věty, kde je velká šance, že na ně narazíte v praxi, anebo že je použijete v praxi. Jako například I am looking for a black t-shirt. I'm looking for a black t-shirt. Are you looking for a black t-shirt? Are you looking for a black t-shirt? What are you looking for? What are you looking for? I was born in London. I was born in London. Were you born in London? Were you born in London? Where were you born? Where were you born? His son was born in 1994. His son was born in 1994. Was his son born in 1994? Was his son born in 1994? When was his son born? When was his son born? A znovu připomínám, že ten český překlad tam funguje opravdu jenom jako pojistka. Vnímejte hlavně angličtinu. Snažte se představit tu situaci, kde byste se mohli s danou větou setkat, anebo ve které byste ji mohli použít. No prostě. Když už nemůžete trénovat angličtinu v anglicky mluvícím prostředí, snažte se ho alespoň trošku dostat do vaší hlavy. A budeme pokračovat větou. Your card expires in May. Your Your card expires in May. A otázka bude znít. Does my card expire in May? Does my card expire in May? When does my card expire? When does my card expire? She has booked 7 adult tickets. She's booked 7 adult tickets. Has she booked 7 adult tickets? Has she booked 7 adult tickets? How many adult tickets has she booked? How many adult tickets has she booked? It usually takes 2 hours to get there. It usually takes 2 hours to get there. Does it usually take 2 hours to get there? Does it usually take 2 hours to get there? How long does it usually take to get there? How long does it usually take to get there? It took me 45 minutes to do it. It took me 45 minutes to do it. Did it take you 45 minutes to do it? Did it take you 45 minutes to do it? How long did it take you to do it? How long did it take you to do it? He will show us some photos. He'll show us some photos. Will he show us some photos? Will he show us some photos? What will he show us? What will he show us? Jamie lives in a small village. Jamie lives in a small village. Does Jamie live in a small village? Does Jamie live in a small village? Where does Jamie live? Where does Jamie live? They need a visa to travel there. They need a visa to travel there. Do they need a visa to travel there? Do they need a visa to travel there? What do they need to travel there? What do they need to travel there? You should take the medicine twice a day. You should take the medicine twice a day. Should I take the medicine twice a day? Should I take the medicine twice a day? How often should I take the medicine? How often should I take the medicine? This pool is 2 meters deep. This pool is 2 meters deep. Is this pool 2 meters deep? Is this pool 2 meters deep? How deep is this pool? How deep is this pool? We enjoy learning English. We enjoy learning English. Do you enjoy learning English? Do you enjoy learning English? What do you enjoy doing? What do you enjoy doing? A můžeme si ještě jednou odpovědět. We enjoy learning English. A já jenom doufám, že vás opravdu baví učit se anglicky. A jestli máte pocit, že vám moje videa pomáhají a posouvají vás dál, podpořte prosím jejich tvorbu finančně malým příspěvkem na účet, který vidíte na obrazovce. A já vám za to moc a moc děkuju, protože tak mě umožníte dělat práci, kterou miluju, a mým videím a ostatním materiálům tak umožníte, aby byly k dispozici volně pro všechny. A to je ode mě pro dnešek všechno. A těším se na příště.